Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we're going to find out who has that embarrassing story where they had to break up with a girlfriend. Let's go find out who's got the most embarrassing story. I need to know your most embarrassing breakup story.
My most embarrassing breakup story. Oh, I think I was like sixth grade. And, you know how, like, you fall in and out of, like, you know, love when you're that young, I guess. But this one was hurtful because I got dumped, and then it was like she had already had another boyfriend lined up. And I remember being on the playground trying to keep it together, you know. But it hurt. But I just kept playing basketball, and it was good.
I need to know your most embarrassing breakup story.
Embarrassing. I think when I was in sixth grade, it was right before a chorus concert, and the girl I was dating, maybe only for a few days or something, she broke up with me right before the concert. It was my worst singing night ever, so it was pretty hurtful. It was a Christmas concert too, so much for holiday cheer.
I need to know your most embarrassing breakup story.
My most embarrassing breakup was in high school. I was dating this girl, and I didn't want to be in the relationship anymore. And she went to college, and I was still in high school. So we talked about it, and I told her we were taking a break, but I never talked to her again. So she didn't know we broke up. So that was kind of awkward. That was really awkward, actually. I'm sorry.
He said, "I'm sorry."
Tom, I need to know your most embarrassing breakup story.
My embarrassing breakup story? I don't know. I think it was probably when I left the college and my girlfriend from high school was dating one of my football players as I left. So I think that's more like embarrassing because all the other football guys knew that he was dating her. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
We should ask her. Anthony, what is your most embarrassing breakup story?
Man, well, this was a long time ago. You know, I was in high school, probably a freshman. I was just a young, dumb, full of energy. And I was a little girlfriend for a little bit. And I just got to a point where I just, you know, I didn't want to be with her anymore, and it was just wasn't working out for me. And so it ended up being the evening, probably like 6-7 o'clock, and I texted her like, "Hey, like, you know, this isn't really working out anymore. You know, I think we should kind of do our own thing." But the thing is, it happened to be her birthday, and I completely forgot about that. So I broke up with her on her birthday, and I still feel bad about that.
Griff, what is your most embarrassing breakup story?
My most... What was the question again?
What is your most embarrassing breakup story?
What is my most embarrassing breakup story? Oh, I remember I was driving in my car, my Dodge Challenger. No, my Yukon in college. It was my Yukon. And I played that song. What's that song by Lil Wayne? "I'm Single." So that was a song, and I kept on playing it and playing it and playing over it, and she pretty much got the idea.
So you broke up with her over a song?
Yeah, by Lil Wayne. I'm Seagull.
Thank you, Little Wayne, for breaking up for Everson Griffin. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you see, we've got some pretty embarrassing breakup stories. As for me, I'm a lot like Kendrick's. I had a girlfriend. She broke up with me. And that night, she had a new boyfriend. I heard about it the whole next day at school. But then a month later, I got the last laugh because she wanted to get back with me. See you guys next week.